Okay, Parshas Vayikra, Rabbeinu Bechai. So the Rabbeinu Bechai starts off with his Musar Vart from Mishlei. It says, Ekev Anava Yiras Hashem, Osher V'Kavod V'Chayim. That's in Mishlei Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Dalet. At the heels of Anava is the fear or the awe of Hashem. Richness, honor, and life. So Rabbeinu Bechai explains that, first of all, what is Anava? What does it mean to be humble? So the way he describes it is a person being a baishan, someone who's it literally means embarrassed, but it means is he doesn't stick out. And savlan means he accepts, if things go bad for him, he doesn't complain, he accepts it, he endures. Mechabed abrius medaber b'tovasan, he honors people, he speaks good of other people. And when people speak bad about him, he's quiet. So he says through that midah, that's a very high level. That's the midah we all aspire to, anava, humility. And through that, a person comes to Osher, Kavod, and Chaim. And how does he come to Osher, to riches? So he says it means Osher, like the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. That's Ezehu, Asher, Asameach, Mechalk, who's rich, someone who's happy in their lot. Modest people, they are rich. Because a humble person, he's happy with what he has. So they are rich in that way. And they have kavod because people who aren't into Olam Hazeh, who aren't running to get the food first, who, you know, who can hold back from their taivos. So that person commands kavod. People respect that he has kavod. Again, it's someone who's in control of themselves, who's doesn't expect everything. So that person has kavod as well. And chayim, and life, because he's not worried all day. Everybody else in the world worries about money, about everything. This person, an anav, it's okay. Whatever he has, he accepts with ava from Hashem. He's not worried all day. He has trust in Hashem. He's happy with what he has. So that's the greatness of humility. He also points out, based on the Medrash, in Shir HaShirim, an interesting point. The pasuk here in Mishlei says, "Ekev Anava Yiras Hashem." The heel of Anava is Yiras Hashem, and it says, "Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem." The reishis of Chachma is Yiras Hashem. Here, the heel of Anava is Yiras Hashem. So he's trying to show how Anava is so great that it's at the heel of Anava is Yiras Hashem, and it's at the head of Chachma Yiras Hashem. So Anava is greater in that way. And that another showing of how great Anava is Moshe Rabbein, who surely had all the best midos. He was the one who got the Torah, and the Torah praises him specifically about Hanava, because that is the super important midah. Okay, anyway, so the pasuk, it starts Vayikra El Moshe. So we know Lashon Vayikra is a Lashon of Kavod, as opposed to the Nevi'im of the rest of the world Hashem spoke to in Vayikar without the Aleph, but to Moshe is with the way of Kavod, Vayikra El Moshe. And it's just interesting. Again, I can't tell you I fully understand this, but I'm going to say it because I think it's important. He says that the word Vayikra, that through Nevuah, a person comes to three important parts of Judaism, and that is that the world was created, God gave us the Torah, and there's a Tchias HaMesim. Because when Hashem speaks to a Navi, so then he knows that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, and that he runs the world, there's a Hashgach in the world. And that the world, therefore, was, you know, after all, the Navi is saying prophecies. That means Hashem is running the world and created it. And then there was a Torah. Tchias HaMesim, person gets all that from Nevuah. And he says those three concepts are called Kriya. There are psukim about all of them about Kriya. As it says, for Matan Torah, Shema, Eli, Yaakov, Israel, Mekorei Ani, Hu, Ani, Rishon, Ani, Acharon. Which is a pasuk that has the word Kran talking about Matan Torah. He has another pasuk, Af Yosti Yadi Yosta Aretz Vimini Tapcha Shemayim Karini Aleim Yamdu Yachta. That's a pasuk about Hashem creating the world. And there's another pasuk about Tchias HaMesim. What's interesting about it is he says, since Bereish, so anyway, you have this word Kriya by those three important things, creating the world, Matan Torah, and Tchias HaMesim. And he said, well, Sefer Bereishis talked about creating the world. Sefer Shmos talked about Matan Torah. And he says, therefore, since Vayikra starts with Vayikra, because it's going to be talk about Tchias HaMesim. What's not clear is how. How does Vayikra talk about Tchias HaMesim? It is hinted to, but it's hinted to in other Svarim too. So I'm just mentioning that. I can't say I fully understand it, but I just want to throw it out there because he says it. Anyway, he says Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was special, as we all know, but the way he describes why it was special is because all the other Nevi'im, they got their Nevuah by hearing a Malach, meaning a Malach heard the kol. This is from Reb Saad Yagoni's quoting. A Malach heard the kol, and he would tell that to the Navi, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need the Malach. Moshe heard it straight. Okay? It's an interesting point. Anyway, the next pasuk says that you should speak to Be'er B'nei Yisrael, Be'er Marta Alehem. You should speak to Klal Yisrael and say to them. Speak and say. So he says, the Rabbein Bechai says, anytime it says Daber, that means the general thing. Tell them generally about Karbanos. V'amar Talayim means explain to them the details. And he says the same thing as by Tzitzis. We say Daber B'nei Yisrael V'amar Talayim. Also there it means speak to them generally about Tzitzis. V'amar Talayim, the details of Tzitzis. That's whenever you see Daber Ne'amarta, you should know for the future. That's what it always means. Okay, now something very interesting, and that is, as we all know, Vayikra talks about Karbanos. Okay, why do we bring certain animals are acceptable as Karbanos? We're going to talk soon about why we bring Karbanos at all. That's a famous discussion. But first, let's talk about what we bring as Karbanos, because that's what comes up first in the Pasuk. It says you bring a behema. You do not bring chayos. Chayos are not brought as Karbanos, only behemas. Why is that? This is fascinating. So he says, because the Torah only likes for Kedusha behemoths that are near duffos, that are the prey, that are the ones that are run after. That's what's kosher for a Mizbeach. As it says, Shabbos Peches, it's Peches on the base, that a person should be min ha'aluvim velo min ha'olvin. A person should be, like we started at the beginning of this, anava, humble. A person should be the one who is degraded, not the one who degrades others. Min ha'nirdofen v'lo min ha'rodfim, the one who is chased after, not the one who chases others. And therefore, the Torim, the Bnei Yonah, the animals and the birds that we allow for the Mizbeach, those are the ones that are the hunted. He says, Ein lecha nirdofen v'ofes keter mi'bnei Yonah. There's nothing more hunted than the turtle doves. And those are the birds that are good for the Mizbeach. The behemoths that are good for the Mizbeach, those are all the ones that are not predators. They are the ones that are run after. And this, he says, also fascinating. The end of that Gemara says, it says you should be, again, the one who's attacked and not the one who attacks others. And for those, and the end of that Gemara is, and to be sameach with Yisurim, to be happy with, if Hashem punishes you, you still have love to Hashem and happy to get Yisurim because you know it fixes you. And on this, it is said, Ve'ohavav k'teis Hashem ish b'gvarasa. That's the end of that Gemara. That on that such a person who is like that, it says, those who love God are like the sun, like when the sun comes out in its strength. So he says, what does that have to do with the sun? So he says that it means that just, everybody knows the famous Medrash about the sun and the moon at the beginning of creation, that they both started out equal. And then the moon said, hey, it's not fair, there should be two kings over here, it can't be, we're both in charge, the sun and the moon. And that was a type of, and what was the sun? The sun was quiet. The sun didn't say anything. Again, I don't know what this means. I mean, I assume it means the Malach in charge of these, the sun and the moon. But whatever it is, whatever it's supposed to mean, the sun was quiet, and the moon was the one that complained and said, "Hey, I want to be. You know, I want to be. It can't be that we're both in charge." And Hashem said, "Okay, so the sun will be in charge." So that's Ketzeis Hashemesh B'Gvuraso. That when the Shemesh goes out in its strength, because that's what you see. What happens when if a person is the one who's chased after, Hashem will make it that at least in the end they'll be the one that's on top. Anyway, that's why we bring those type of karbanos. And as we know, generally speaking, those are the ones that are kosher to eat, period. The ones that are not predators, the ones that are not predators. Anyway, he also says that another reason that why we bring animals is because there's a thing called tamus by animals that has to not have blemishes, but it's also tam. So he says that to remind us that we should be tam. Yaakov is called ish tam. Tam means, again, also the one who doesn't get in fights. Tam kosos, Yaakov ish tam, the uncle says there that he's a kvar shalim, a perfect person, a wholesome person, doesn't get in fights with people. The calm, nice, that's what's kosher for a mizbeach. Okay, so in the order, when it tells us, list the karbanos, list the karbanola first, because karbanos are for a kapara, and the ola is brought because of bad thoughts. The person has thoughts of kvira or other, whatever, bad thoughts, that's when they bring a carbon ola. And a person sins, the first thing to go south is the thought. A person has a thought that they want to sin, and then they actually sin. So the first carbon is carbon ola, because the carbon ola is a kapara on machshavas ros. Okay, and then he gets into, finally, what's the reason we bring carbonos at all? This is a famous discussion. The Ramban talks about it at length. And so Rabbeinu Bachai says something pretty similar to the Ramban, but not seems to flesh it out a little bit more or say more additional points. But first, the Rambam, which both of them quote, the Rambam famously says that the reason for karbonos is because to keep us away from avodah zarah. So, for example, the Egyptians, they were very careful with sheep. They would not eat sheep. They would not be shepherds, right? Because they knew that their koach in shamayim was sheep, and therefore they worshipped the sheep. And so, to go against this, the Jews, we bring a carbon Pesach, we shecht the sheep to Hashem, to keep us far away from that avodah zarah. And even the Rambam points out that there's in India, in his day, in our day, right, they don't mess with cows. Similar idea, it's their avodah zarah. We shecht cows to Hashem, because it's to bring us the opposite, that we don't worship these animals. We know the Rabbeinu Shlalom runs everything, and we bring them as karbanos, shecht them to Hashem. And both Rabbeinu Bachai and the Ramban don't like that pshat, even though it's a nice idea, but because karbanos existed before there was any avodah zarah in the world. There was Adam Arishon who brought karbanos, right? There were people who brought karbanos before there was any avodah zarah, Noach. So that's why they don't like that reason. So they both say a similar, both Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachai say a similar reason. Just again, like the Rabbeinu Bachai says more. But they both say the same general idea, which is that when a person brings a carbon, it's as if they're shechting them, they're bringing themselves as a carbon. It's in lieu, almost like a whipping boy. It's in lieu of you yourself being killed, you're bringing this carbon and shechting it as if to show this is what I deserve. So, but more specifically, as they both say, a person sins with thought, machshava, dibra, and maisa, thought, action, and words. So, connected that, you have the action, which is you do smicha on the carbon, you do vidoy with your mouth, and you burn the kli hayotzos, the kidneys that give you the eitzah, the thought to do the avera. The Ramban adds other parts, but we're here about Rabbeinu Bachai. The Rabbeinu Bachai adds that you should have in mind that it's also as if you're getting the dalad misos beistin, so that when you push the animal over to shecht it, so the pushing is like the skila, and then you hold its neck, that's like the chenek, and then you shecht it, that's like the herig, and then when you burn it, that's like srefa. He also adds this. You see this similar idea by the Akedah, right? When Avraham Avinu wanted a shecht Yitzchak as an Akedah, and Hashem said, "Don't do it. Take a sheep instead." You see that idea again. That was exactly the point. So, and the Chazal there say that Avraham Avinu, with each act he did, he said, "It's as if this should have been done to my son. Let this be as if it was done to my son." So that's the idea with all karbanos, that it's as if it should be done to us. Which is a good explanation, of course, for karbanos a person brings as a due to sins they do. The Ramban adds that the karban tamid that we bring every day is because mistama people sin every day. But anyway, that's how he explains it with pshat. Both of them say, of course, that maybe even the main reason is al pisod, which we're not going to get into. I don't know it either. But they both describe sod. Okay, so whatever the sod is, that's the other reason, al pi kabbalah, why you're being karbanos. But the pashup shot reason is what we said. He also, Agav, mentions that the, not so Agav, when talking about karbanos, the pasuk later on says that you shecht on the at the tzafon, in the north. So Rabbeinu Bachai says, this part is Agav, he starts explaining the Mishnah in Ezehu Makoman, which we say every day, some of us say every day, Ezu Mekomen Shal Zvachim. So the Rabbeinu Bachai says that Mishnah means to ask, not where do you shecht the mizbeach, where do you shecht karbanos, like as in, like, do you do it in the Beis HaMikdash or not? It doesn't mean that. It means what side, what direction do you shecht it in, the north, south? So it was on the north side. And he says that in that Mishnah, when it says you sprinkle the blood of the karbanos, you know, not all karbanos, the karbanos you bring on Yom Kippur, that kind of thing, you sprinkle it bein abadim. There are a few karbanos you sprinkle bein abadim in between the poles of the aron. So he says the reason why the blood gets sprinkled dafka there, in between the poles, say on Yom Kippur, is because that's where the Shechina is. As it says in Shir HaShirim, Bein Shaddai Yalin, which means between the breasts he will lie, and Bein Shaddai is also the Osios Shnei Bade. That's in between the two Badim of the Aron. I once heard in the name of Rav Soloveitchik that's why the poles on the Aron would poke into the parochas, so it would look like shadayim, as you see. It's supposed to be a remez to shadayim, and the point was that it should be known that from the Torah, the rest of everything is yonik, everything nurses from the Torah. That's just a remez there. But anyway, that's why you sprinkle the bein abadim, as it says, bein shadayilin, because that's where the Shechina rests. Again, that was kind of an agav point that the Bein Bachai mentioned. Pasuk also mentions we should not bring s'or and dvash. You don't use sourdough and dvash. And the reason is because s'or, in other words, no karbanos are ever chametz, with one exception. But we don't bring, and that's on Shavuos, but we don't generally have s'or on the Mizbeach. You don't have anything chametz. All of the menachos that we brought in the Beis HaMikdash, they were all, again, besides Shavuos, all the menachos were all matzah, including the Lechem HaPanim, which is one that everybody always finds hard to believe. But even the Lechem HaPanim were matzah. So the reason why Seor is no good is because Seor is a remez to the Yetzirah, as we know from Pesach, right? That we, on Pesach, we have to get rid of all chametz, because chametz is the Seor Shabisa. That's the remez in Chazal, always to the Yetzirah. Either the Gaiva. Ben Abachai says the Machshavas of Avodah Zarah. The Yetzer of Avodah Zarah, that's what Seor was against. So we would call it maybe broadly bad machshavos, because it's generally associated with Gaiva. So that's a Seor, you can't have Seor. And Dvash is more the Avodah Zarah of Taiva. He actually says the Gematria of Dvash is Isha. But what he means by that is that it's the Yetzer of general Taiva. So we don't have, so that's what those represents, therefore we don't have that on the Mizbeach. It's actually interesting. On Rosh Hashanah, we dip our apple in honey, and many of the Mekubalim are not happy about that. And they would do it in sugar for that reason, because Dvash is a remez to the Yetzara. Okay, anyway, the end of the Parsha talks about the great ones who sin. If a Kohen Gadol sins, if a king sins. So the reason it starts off with the Kohen Gadol, because that's a great inspiration. If one sees that the Kohen Gadol can get kapara, and the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be the Malach HaLakim, he's supposed to be a holy, holy person. And if if the Kohen Gadol sins, even he could get kapara, because we know the holier a person is, the less appropriate it is that they should have sinned. You know, they're so holy, how could they sin? And even they sin, and even they can get kapara, even someone on that level can get kapara, so certainly we could get kapara. And what's interesting is the Lashon of the Pasuk, it says by a Kohen is different than what it says by when the king sins. By a Kohen Gadol, when he sins, it says, Im HaKohen HaMashiach Yechata, if the Kohen will sin. Whereas by the Nasi, by the king, it says, Asher Nasi Yechata or Bechata. So, when the king sins. So Rabbeinu Bechai points out that that's exactly, it means what it sounds like. Because we don't expect the Kohen Gadol to sin, but we're sure the king is going to sin. And the reason is because a king is, power corrupts. And a person who's in charge, a king, is likely to be a Baal Gaiva, or have at least some Gaiva, and that's likely to lead the person astray. So we're almost sure that they're going to sin. And he had mentioned, if you recall, we had said this, that by the Nisim, the reason they donated the stones on the breastplate is because that was on the Urim Betumim, because that was next to the heart of Aaron, because they needed a kapara on their heart. Because typically a king can be a P.A. Baal Gaiva. And again, the pasuk by the Kohen Gadol said, "Im HaKohen Mashiach Echata," and it says, "La'ashmas ha'am." So what does that mean, "La'ashmas ha'am"? So he says that, like that's the minig of the, you know, like the nation sins. And it's also another pasuk, "Alachas Mikol Asher Yaaseh Adam L'Chato Behina," means things that people normally sin, because it's trying to tell you that a person should know that even if they regularly sin, Hashem regularly forgives. So you don't have to be worried. A person should still bring a kapara, even if they regularly have, if they've done an avera lot, because Hashem forgives all. One last point, and this is a great one, the Ashem Taloi. So the Ashem Taloi is called an Ashem Taloi, which is means a sin. Ashem sounds like, just like the English word, ashamed. Ashem, right, Ashem Taloi, it's for a sin. And he points out, Rabbeinu Bechai, that Chatos is a lashon of an accident. And Ashem Taloi is a carbon you bring if you're not sure you might have accidentally eaten something. So you would think, which should be called a worse, like a bigger avera, you know, which should be called a worse name? If you are for sure did an avera by accident, or you might have done an avera by accident. You would think, I don't even, you know, one guy at least knows he did the avera by accident. But there we call it a chet, which is a nicer way of talking, of calling it like an accident. Ashem Taloi, I don't even know if I did anything wrong. I might have done nothing wrong. An Ashem Taloi is when you have two pieces in front of you. One's kosher, one's treif, and you're not sure which one. If you ate one, you're not sure if you ate the treif one. You may have done nothing wrong. And that gets a worse name. And it costs more money. You have to pay more money. You have to bring a more it's a more expensive carbon for an Ashem Taloi than it is for a chatas. Why is that? So he says that the reason is because when a person does an avera and knows they did an avera, then they feel bad about it. When a person's not sure they even did an avera, they don't feel so bad. And therefore, we have to make their karban sound worse. They pay more. We want the person to care more about this. Because if they don't feel bad about it, it's not going to be a kapara. Because if they did eat something bad, they need a kapara. So we need to have them pay more and call it a worse, because this way it makes them feel worse about it, then they'll feel bad, because that's a big part of the kapara, is feeling bad about what you did. This is actually brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, by Rosh Hashanah. It says a person should feel bad. This Rama brings this, not in the name of Rabbeinu Bechai, in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. The same idea, that a person has to be more careful about an avera they might have done, because they tend to not feel bad about those, so a person has to even do tshuva for that, and we'll stop here.